And welcome back to Bazemore-Hyder Stadium. We are at halftime, and the Lions High Vikings and the Valdosta Wildcats are tied at 3. You are listening to the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime. As we will take some time here in the halftime, we'll look at some halftime stats. We just got done watching the Lions High Georgia Bridgemen do their full show on the field, and now the Valdosta Wildcats are doing their show. The marching bands, another great tradition here in Wintersville. As Taylor Stubbs has joined me here on the headsets, and Taylor, what do we got? We got some scores kind of around the area. What's going on?
Yeah, we don't have many scores tonight. It's just around the region. Lee and Camden are tied at 23 at halftime, and also Colquitt leads Tiff 29-14 at half as well.
Well, kind of not a big surprise. The Lee Camden, though, it could be a surprise. That's a game Camden really, for most part, is probably out of the playoffs, but a victory by Camden could really kind of mess up the whole middle of what this region looks like.
Right, and it's already messed up as it is. So.
Yeah, you just don't know. Of course, we're tied here at Valdosta and Lowndes, as Lowndes really are playing for their playoff life. They need this victory tonight to put themselves even at 2-2 in the region. Valdosta's got one loss. If we can come out victorious tonight, they go to 2-2. You end up with a lot of teams at 2-2 playing head-to-head, who plays what, and then that could come down to the next week and still don't know who's really going to make the playoffs and in what seed they're going to be.
Right. It's always a toss-up, really.
It really is. This whole region just continually plays this way. And you just don't know sometimes until the very last game of the season. I think Colquitt, we all have conceded at this point, probably is the cream of the crop for Region 1. And, of course, they're leading Tiff County handily. And with that victory, they'll guarantee themselves the number one spot here in Region 1. So they know that they're going to have a game after that and then a playoff game that will be at home at the Hog Pen, if you will, Matt Clark Stadium. So what do you think tonight? We were talking about it just a moment ago. It is the Wintersville Classic, but is it subdued a little bit?
It's kind of hard to tell. I mean, it's Halloween, so, and the atmosphere is kind of here. It's here and there. I mean, you have the excitement for both sides, but then, I don't know.
Yeah, it really, and I think you may have hit it. It's the I don't know factor. It's been a lot of excitement. Lowndes has not played well in the first half. Maybe that for the Lowndes side has added to that. But we talked about the students coming in. One of the neat things I really love about that is the students, as soon as the gates open, students come in, and they start chanting back and forth each other. Well, they did it, but not nearly as long or as loud as they have done in years past. So, you know, you wonder, is there a little bit of subdued atmosphere? You mentioned it's colder. It's the first time we've really played this game in the cool weather.
It is. And also, if you were here before the game, you noticed many people weren't here. I mean, they were here, but
yeah,
they were coming in later. And Valdosta really didn't fill up their side until right at kickoff.
Yeah, they really didn't. But nonetheless, it doesn't take away anything that's going on the field. And we'll have some halftime stats in a little while. Lowndes has not played well, but in the last few minutes they were able to generate some offense, pick up some first downs. Again, mistakes backed them up. We've got a number of penalties. I think that right now is probably even as much as we've got three fumbles on the half, but or actually four. We've lost three. But it's the penalties right now that probably have hurt us the most.
Lowndes only has 5 penalties for 25 yards, but it's been hurtful penalties at crucial times.
Yeah, they really have. Valdosta has got 4 penalties for 19 yards, and both teams have had some penalties decline. So as a result, there's been a lot of flags on the field, but only the 9 total enforced penalties. And Lowndes has been probably, I would say, of those 5, 3 have been
false starts right there.
Three or four.
End.
Yeah, 3 right there at the end, and 4 probably total of those are for false starts. So Lowndes has got to continue to hold on to the ball. They've been doing that, and just continue to take care of the fumbles. That's been the biggest problem now.
One positive note we can take from this, though, is Lowndes' defense is phenomenal right now. They stopped Valdosta inside the 20 twice. One, they got a field goal on, and one, they missed the other field goal.
Yeah, they did. Lowndes ran 118 yards to Valdosta 74. So we're outgaining them, but the scoreboard is the key, and that says 3-3, and that's where we are. We're going to take a 2-minute break when we come back here. on the benefit advisors of Georgia Valdosta Insurance halftime show. And we'll give you those full, complete halftime stats brought to you by Page Heating and Air. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. And welcome back inside the Commercial Banking Company press box. We are high above Bazemore Hyder Stadium here at the Wintersville Classic. And our halftime stats brought to you by Page Heating and Air. As we said, first downs, Lowndes with six. They've rushed 21 times for 79 yards. They've thrown for 39 yards. They're 5 of 9. No touchdowns, no interceptions. Total plays, 30 plays for 118 yards. Valdosta with 3 first downs. They've rushed 6 times for 47. They've thrown for 27. They're 14 of 8 with 1 interception. They've run 20 plays for 74 yards, an average of 3.7 yards a play. For Lowndes, 3.9 yards for an average as well. We talked about the penalties. Both teams penalized Lowndes 5 times for 25 yards, Valdosta 4 times for 19 yards. We both punted. Lowndes has punted twice for an average of 26, while Valdosta has punted once for an average of 34. The score is tied 3-3. Valdosta with 3 in the first, Lowndes with 3 in the second. For Lowndes, the leading rusher is Austin Dixon, 4 carries, 21 yards, his longest was 18. And for the Wildcats, it's Tim Griffith with 4 carries for 50 yards, and that's his longest as well there. Receiving for the Vikings, we've got Alex Brown with 3 catches for 18 yards. And for the Wildcats, they've got, let's see who they're leading is Tim Griffith. He's got 1 catch for 16 yards. And that's your halftime stats brought to you by Page Heating and Air. And we'll have all the stats there at the end of the game as well. And be sure to stop by our website, www.thevikingvoice.com. We've got all the stats from all the games all season, year-to-date as well, thanks to DAC staff and their support of Lowndes High football. Want to remind everybody, Tuesday night, this coming Tuesday night, we're back at the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, and we'll do it live at the mill. And we'll be there at 7 o'clock, broadcasting live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country, as well as we'll have a lot of the coaches and a lot of the players there. So get out there, great meals at the mill. Joining me back up here in the press box is Taylor Biddle. And what's the crowd like down there?
Well, I had to wait in line for the bathroom about 10 minutes, so that gives you an idea about the crowd.
Okay, it's big. All right, the both teams tied 3-3. And we're trying to – they did set 3 more minutes on the clock. We're going to take one more two-minute break here in the Benefit Advisors of Georgia and Valdosta Insurance Services halftime. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. We're tied 3-3. And welcome back here to Bazemore Hyder Stadium. We're just about ready to kick it off for halftime. As the Cats won the toss, they deferred, so they'll get the ball to start the second half. It's tied 3-3 as now the team's coming back out on the field. Marty's down on the sideline. Marty, you've seen a lot of former players, both Lowndes and Valdosta here. They always come back for this kind of game. And I know we would like to have had a chance to talk to some of them, but just couldn't get them on the air. Have you seen a number of players there? I mean, I'm trying to look for you on the sideline, see if I see you.
He doesn't have his headset in. He's replacing his batteries, I believe.
Yeah, it's about that time. So we'll come back to Marty, and we'll get a equipment part supply sideline update here in just a few moments.
Guys, we've got to eliminate mistakes.
Yeah,
we were fortunate enough. The game could have been 17-3. Even 21-3, you know. We gave them the ball 3 times inside the 40-yard line and on our side of the field. We just can't do that. We've got to flip the script on them and make that happen against them tonight.
Yeah, we need a good kickoff here and pin them deep.
We got to win the second half,
yep.
And we've talked about that time and time again. What I wanted to show you, Bill.
Yeah, we're doing a good job in the second half. It's the first half when we give a lot of plays up.
We've scored 67 points in the third quarter this season to our opponent's 39. In the fourth, we scored 44 to 56. So we do a decent job of winning the third quarter for sure. And, we got to do a good job, man, because this is a barn burner, another classic game.
Yeah, it really is. Well, clock says 12, and we're ready to start the second half. And for all your play-by-play action, it's the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
Thank you, Bill Osborne, as we start the third quarter. Nick Hart set to kick off. He'll set the ball down on the near hash mark, kicking toward that east end zone. It is Barrett and Norwood back deep to receive. Nice, nice high kick. Back into the end zone. Cats will take over first and 10 from their 20-yard line.
Yeah, the ball kind of hung there a while, and then as it really picked up some momentum as it turned over and went into the end zone and a touchback, so Cats will start down on the 20-yard line. Good kick that time by Nick Hart.
Bill, as a wise old man once told me, the least most important thing in life is a score at halftime, and the most important possession of any ball game is your opponent's first possession of the third quarter. Let's see what we can do right here.
Schumann
at quarterback. He's got two receivers far side, single receiver near side. We're in a three-man front. We stand our defensive end up on our side of the field to make it a four-man front. Schumann drops back quickly, throws out in the flats. Catch made, hit immediately. It's a five, maybe a six-yard pass, pitch and catch from Schumann to Whitfield.
Well, and almost a seven-yard from the spot.
Second and three. Again, Schumann brings his receivers to the near side, to our side of the field. Gives it to the running back around the left side, looking for a hole. He gets hit, and he'll pick up about a yard. It should be about third and one from there. Just underway here in the third period. All tied up, three apiece. No gain on the play.
Yeah, so no gain on the play.
Third and three. Viking crowd already coming to their feet. Schumann trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. We're got show man coverage over here. He's changing something up, barking out signals. Drops back in the shotgun. Five-man front. Play action. Pump fakes. We start to chase him, and he goes down. He dropped the ball. He dropped the ball because the beanbag came out. He had to pick it up, but he'll lose all the way back to the 19-yard line, and the Cats will have to punt.
Bring up fourth down and about 11 for the Cats. Great job by the defense now. Let's see what the changes are for the offense for the Vikings after halftime, because what is the other most important thing?
Your first possession of the third quarter. We send Alex Brown and Tyson Harris back deep. Goodson standing at the five. Gets it away. Nice, nice kick. Brown lets it hit. It bounces into our territory. Rolls past the 40, the 45, the 35, and it'll roll all the way down to our 33-yard line. That's where the Vikings will take over first and 10 from there. A great, great punt.
Yeah, it really was. We'll get you some yardage on that punt here in just 1 second. As what a great punt. He just turned the thing over. A 48-yard punt by the Cats, and that will flip the field for the Vikings.
Here comes Dixon. He'll bring Copeland with him. DeMarcus Jackson at one receiver. He's got Gabe Neighbors
in the backfield. Xavier yep. Jenkins out one side there.
And brings Blunt as a receiver. He doesn't seem to know which way to go. Now he sends him back to the far side. Cats in the four-man front. Dixon brings Jenkins this way. Gives it to Jenkins on the end around. Jenkins looking for a hole, and he might have got back to the line of scrimmage.
That's worked well a couple of times this year, as Xavier Jenkins just tries to find some open space. He's one of the fastest, if not the fastest player, on the Viking football team this year.
It'll be second and 10 from the 33. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. They're headed toward that east end zone. Cats in a four-man front. Dixon looks to the sidelines. Gets the play. Relays it to the team. Double tight end. Slides under center. And he gives it to Copeland, who will get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be third and 10. That hole closed just as quick as it opened. 9:32 to go here in the third quarter. All tied up at three apiece. In fact, we'll lose about a yard to be third and 11, Bill.
Yeah, so again, a plays that take a lot of time against a swarming defense like the Cats, you've got to throw a little misdirection in here.
Sneed at fullback. Dixon, under center. Brown in motion. They show blitz off the corner. He keeps it, rolls this way, stops, looks, tucks the ball, starts to run. He'll run right into the teeth of that Cat defense, and the ball is out. The ball is out. And the Cats have recovered at our 30-yard line.
Again, hard-hitting defense by the Cats. And the defense for the Vikings is going to have to rise up to this occasion and make another stop. It's tied 3-3, but they are very close to field goal territory here for the Cats. They'll mark the ball at the 30-yard line. Waiting on the Cats to come to the field. And it will be Schumann again at quarterback.
Schumann will bring two receivers to the near side. He'll keep McLean in the backfield with him. We go back to a four-man front. Reset the play clock.
Well, the official never set the play clock.
Schumann looks at that five-man front of the Vikings. And somebody moved.
On that offensive line?
So let's back it up 5 yards.
First and 15 now for the Cats. That'll move it back to the 35-yard line.
Bill, one of our old, long-time Viking fans, Rich Strumpler, listening in Arizona tonight.
Well, glad he's tuning in. Need some hot chocolate tonight.
Two receivers near side. He keeps McLean to his left. There's a snap. Gives it to McLean. Starts back against the grain. He's got a hole by one man, too. He'll pick up about 3 yards. It'll be second and 12 down at the 32. Down to the 31, so give him 4 yards on the carry. Second and 11. Now they mark it back to the 32. 8:32 to go here in the third period. Vikings, three down linemen on defense. We stand those defensive ends up. Again, he's looking. We start to run. Chasing him. Tucks the ball. And throws it, and it's complete at the original. Well, they'll actually maybe pick up a yard to get back to. They'll pick up a yard, so it'll be a 3 yard pass play. It'll be 3rd and 9. Receiver knocked out of bounds at the 29. We'll stop the clock with 8:15 to go.
Still tied here, 3-3, as the play clock put in motion. Great rush by that Viking defense that time.
Two receivers far side, two receivers near side. Schumann barks out signals in the shotgun. Again, drops straight back. There comes the blitz. Starts to run. We got a hand on him, and he's going down at the 50. Oh, they're going to mark him down at the 49 or the 48.
Logan Neely with the sack, but he had a lot of help. It was looked like that was probably going to be number 53 as well. That Michael Wright. Schumann sacked for a 19-yard loss. The tackle given to number 91, Logan Neely, and that'll put the Cats in a punting position.
We send Brown and Harris back deep. Goodson standing about the 36. He can boom it.
There's a flag.
And he gets it away. And Harris signals fair catch. And then starts to run with it. But there is a flag down back at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, there's a flag here, and it will be a false start against the Cats.
I'd back them up and make them kick it again.
Let's see what it is. It is a false start. As we'll see what we're going to do here. Will he kick it again? Yes, he will. Marking back another 5.
And they'll be punting from inside their territory.
Yeah, up here in the booth, we were all kind of, you know, back and forth about, did Tyson really call a fair catch? Now, you see the sign judge coming in, and he's going to say to him, if you put your hand above your head, that's a fair catch. You've got to be able to tell the guy what it is. Because sometimes you get this little thing in front of you, and the misinterpretation, it's up to the official to make sure that the punt returner understands.
Goodson standing back at his 32. Harris.
And still some confusion from the officials. Let's see what they...
He's telling number 4 where to line up at, which is... No, 4's coming in. He's told 4, and 4's saying something to the guard, which I think is what a good official does that. There's a snap. We come after it. And we block it. We block it. Brown picks it up. Alex Brown picks it up to the end zone. Touchdown Vikings. We block it. Alex Brown picks it up. A 25-yard.
No, the block was by Kendrick Clemens. 21 yards on the return and a touchdown for the Vikings. It was 21 who picked it up, and he went 21 yards. It was 25 who made the block.
Okay. How's that? There we go.
That's what we got the staff here for. Great job, guys, down there on the computer, on the stat. As Hart set to kick the extra point.
Waiting on the snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. It's good. And with that, we'll take an All-State Broom Winnersville Classic 60-second break. Back to the All-State Broom Winnersville Classic. High, high kick. Sails into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
Last drive's pretty easy, guys. Blocked punt by Kedrick Clemens. Picked up by Alex Brown. Return for 21 yards for the touchdown. Vikings lead 10-3 with 7 minutes and 12 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
Now it is up to our defense.
Thanks to that for that page
heating
and air drive,
recap. And while we've got a second, Bill, I want to send out a heartfelt condolence to Jimmy Lindsay, whose father, Owen Lindsay, passed away this week. Owen, a long, long time staunch Viking supporter, home and away, tailgated almost every game. Owen, you're going to be missed. Jimmy, from the Viking Nation, we love you, brother.
Massengill at quarterback.
Sends two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Massengill, here comes the blitz. Tucks it and starts to run. He's tucking the ball. He's across the 25 to 30, the 35 to 40, and he runs out of bounds at the 42-yard line.
Great run. Wait, now we got a flag. Hold on. The flag is going to be after the play. Let's see what it is.
And his kid. Oh,
Let's see.
The last thing in the world you wanted to happen.
But you see the Valdosta players bringing their guy off, too. So let's see what happens here. I was going to say, that was a great swarming defense that time. And that, when you do that, you lose containment. And on occasion, the quarterback can find that hole on the side. And that's exactly what he did. A personal foul against the Cats.
Dead ball personal foul against the Cats.
So it's a first down.
They'll get a first down. They'll mark the 15 off from the end of the run.
They're working on where that spot, the actual spot is. And then they'll mark 15 off of that. So it'll be first down for the Cats. But the player that was running made a little extracurricular there. The Cats handled it themselves. They ran him off the side. And, you know, they don't want to play that way either. These are two well-coached teams, and they want to play clean.
Bill, 7-0-1 to go here. Third quarter, Vikings have taken a 10-3 lead. It'll be Cats first and 10 from the 28-yard line. Massengill, two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Vikings in a four-man front, two linebackers. He rolls left. He's looking. Pulls it down, throws out. And is the catch made? Yes, out at the 34-yard line. Should be second and about four, maybe five from there.
We'll see where they mark it. At the 34.
So it'll be second and five at the 34. 6:38 to go here in the third. Massengill again. Now he brings his receivers near side. Gets it to the running back. We hit him in the backfield by one man, two. He has the first down as he gets. No.
He's going to be close.
He looked like he's close.
They're stopping the clock on that side, and yep, they say it is a first down. He was right on the sticks. So first down for the Cats as the clock will continue to run here after the chains are set. 6:25 here in the third quarter.
Ball on the far side of the field. Cats going from left to right on your radio dial. They've got trips to the near side, single receiver far side. We're showing man coverage. Massengill straight back, looks, throws downfield, catch made at the 49-yard line. That's an 11-yard pass play and another first down for the Cats. So now they started moving the ball down the field.
Yeah, the Vikings had two defenders over there on that side and just kind of encircled him, but didn't have anybody there right on his hip. First down and 10 now for the Cats.
Devon Holmes just checked in at defensive tackle. We're in a three-man front. Matthew Gilligan straight back. There comes the blitz. We got a hand on him. All he can do is hold on to the football and go down back at the 40.
That was our tradition for an impact player, Corvion White, with his first sack of the night. Hey, I want to give you a quick injury update. Logan Neely got hurt on the block punt, got hit in the chest, and lost his breath. He came out. He's just now going back in for the first time, so Logan Neely's back in there. He came over and got some oxygen, but he's back in the game.
Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. It will be second and 19. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Massengill in the shotgun. Again, he drops back. There we come again. We hit him as he releases the ball, and he overthrows the receiver downfield. Had Alex Brown all over him. It'll be third and 19. That stops the clock with 5:11 to go here in the third, and Vikings leading 10-3.
And Massengill, just as he let the ball go, was hit right there in the chest, so he couldn't follow through on that pass. But he still had a lot of zip on it just from arm strength.
He now has Twins left. Single receiver right. We're looking. We drop off, show blitz. Now we pull back those out in the flat. Catch made, and it's going to be close to a first down.
No,
I'm sorry. Back to the first stake. So it will be fourth and 10.
As the Cats quickly get on the field for a punt, let's see. Vikings still trying to get on the field. There's the punt.
Goodson, high, high punt. That ball sailing way back. Tyson Harris fields it at the 10. And that's where the Vikings will take over. First and 10 from our own 10-yard line. 4:40 to go here in the third period. Leading 10-3. This game, everything we said it was going to be, and then some.
Yeah, the Cats quickly got out there on that 40. That was a 42-yard punt. The Cats got out there quickly and wanted to get that punt off before the Vikings had a chance to set up and maybe go after another block.
Absolutely. Patterson in at quarterback. He's in the shotgun. Cats, five-man front. We give it to the tailback. He hits one. He gets hit and knocked backwards.
Actually
lose a yard.
Dez Copeland on the carry.
It'll be second and 11. Our Vikings headed toward that east end zone. Ball on the near hash mark. They're on the Vistra side of the field right in front of us. Copeland in the backfield. Wood Patterson. Cats, four-man front. Linebackers up tight. Corner up tight. Again to Copeland around the left side. Tries to get to the corner. Gets hit and knocked down. Barrett just threw him to the ground. Cat defense. Everything we were told it was and then some. Bill is going to be third and 11.
Yeah, it's hard to run on the outside against a defense with this kind of speed, and that's what we're trying to do. And if we can get the corner, I know we've got the speed, but it's hard against a team that's got this much speed themselves.
Patterson in the shotgun. Two receivers far side. Single receiver near side. And Jenkins moved. Jenkins moved forward, and he could not reset himself before the snap.
So a half, well, it would be, yes, a half of the distance. Mark off. We'll get the spot here for you in just a moment. As they will put it right about the three-yard line.
Yep, between the three and the four. 3:34 to go. Clock has started.
Third and 17 now for the Vikings.
Patterson. Hard count. Drops back in the end zone. Looking, nothing there. Starts to scramble. And he runs out of bounds at the 10-yard line. We'll have to punt the bottle. Stop the clock with 3:19 to go. Now, when you look at the timeouts on the home side over here on the scoreboard, it shows the Cats with three, the Vikings with one.
They never reset those timeouts. Both teams with three timeouts here with 3:19 left in the third quarter. Vikings leading 10-0. Back to the original line of scrimmage. It's fourth and 10.
And back deep to receive is number three. That's Barrett. Belcher standing in the end zone. High snap. He gets it away. Squibbly kick. Hit.
There's another roll. Flag, too. Down right on the 10.
10. Illegal procedure against the Vikings.
And the official that was calling all the illegal procedures on the other side has moved to this side, Wes. That is the same official. He's moved to this side.
Hmm. Okay.
It is against, and they decline it, so the Cats will have the first down and 10 at the Viking, at the Cats, let's see, 37, 38-yard line.
At quarterback is number 12, Massengale. Oh, they had a defensive, their offensive player ran all over our guy.
How is that not offensive pass interference? I mean, he hip-checked him right on through.
I don't know, but it's an incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 3:02 to go, second and 10. From the 38-yard line. I thought it was offensive pass interference, but that's what I get for thinking. Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. We're in a three-man front. Massengill gets to the running back, string him out. No place to go. He'll lose yardage. Back to the 42-yard line.
Logan Neely again with, who was that? Looks like coming up off the bottom of that, too. That's Corvion White.
It'll be third and 14 back at the 42-yard line.
Clock continues to run.
Down to 2:35 here left in the third period. 10-3, the Vikings lead. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. We're showing blitz off the corner on a five-man front. Linebackers walk up tight. There comes Bell right up the middle. And Massengale is going down. He got back to the line of scrimmage. The tackle from behind.
Yeah, Brian Bell caught him by the ankles and brought him down. Actually, he'll lose almost a yard, Wes.
So it'll be fourth and 14.
And again, the Cats quickly come out in punt formation.
And we're sending Alex Brown and Tyson Harris back. We're at the two-minute mark here in the third period. Cats switching things around. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Pooch kick. Alex Brown takes it at the 20. Still on his feet at the, and he gets... that's as far as he gets. He took it at about the 18 and got to the 20.
Well, they're going
to
give him the 21 on that spot. He did not call the fair catch and just found a little seam right there over the left side.
And I thought for sure I'm looking at a fair catch because there's a lot of cats around him. A minute 35 to go here in the third.
Yeah,
Vikings leading 10-3.
Sorry, a 28-yard punt, 6-yard return.
And it's Patterson that brings the Vikings back out on the field. Copeland and Harris. With Snead at the fullback spot. Five-man front for the Cats. We put Harris in motion toward their side of the field. Give it to Copeland on the counter. He's across the 20. The 25 turns the corner, and they run him out of bounds at the 30-yard line.
He's going to be real close, depending on the spot, whether the nose makes the first down or not.
And that's the first time tonight I think that counter's worked like it was supposed to.
Let's see. They're going to call it second and less than a yard, so...
Clock at 1:28. Stops the clock with 1:28 to go here in the third. Patterson looks to the sidelines. Tied into our side of the field. He's under center. Copeland's in motion.
Fullback.
And he gives it to Snead, the fullback, and the fullback gets the first down as he gets up around the 31-32-yard line. That'll stop the clock while they reset the chains. And that is another Napa first down for our Vikings. When you think auto parts, think Napa first.
I want to thank again Barry Broom and Allstate Insurance Agency for their support of this Wintersville Classic this year.
Patterson looks to the sidelines. There's 17 seconds on the play clock. We've could be right at a minute to go here in the third when the ball is snapped. Harrison motion. And a legal procedure.
And, you know,
I'm not seeing it.
I'm not either. And it is related to a crew. A crew sees something, whether, you know, and they're going to key on it. Even Coach McPherson is asking, what is it? What is it? He wants to know. Marty, what are you hearing?
Well, I was just going to say, that is the same official over there. That we've got the same one on this.
Oh, has it? Okay.
Yes, and that's two that he called. And Coach Mack again saying, who is it? What is it? And that time they said it was a wingback, so they got us leaning again.
All right, second and 15, inside 1 minute to go. Moves the ball back to the 26. Patterson gives it again to the fullback.
Sneed.
Sneed fights his way up to about the 28-yard line.
We're in the third quarter, under about 30 seconds left. Vikings leading 10-3 as we need to find a way to get a first down, keep this drive alive.
Second and showing about 14.
We'll get it spotted here in just 1 second so we know what it is.
DeMarcus Jackson checks in.
It's second and 13.
We don't have to snap the ball. They're going to let the play clock run out. And we'll take a 60-second break.
In just a moment.
We head to the fourth quarter. Vikings leading 10-3. This is the Allstate Room Wintersville Classic broadcast. Back at the Allstate Room Wintersville Classic broadcast, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence, and down on the sidelines, Marty Rogers. Second and 13, Patterson under center, and there again, we have more illegal procedure penalties tonight than I have seen in the last 5 years.
That's eight penalties now for Lowndes for 39 yards. Valdosta, no different, though. Seven penalties for 44 yards. Again, it's not one-sided, but it's obvious that this officiating crew sees something.
Second and 19 now. Ball back at the 23-yard line. Patterson will slide under center. Cats in a four-man front. He rolls right, looking. They start to chase him. Nothing there. Throws! And the catch made by Tyson Harris out to the 35-yard line. So that will make it third and about six. And there's a flag on the far side of the field, Bill.
That was a great catch by Tyson Harris, too, right off the shoe tops. Illegal downfield.
Yep.
Somebody from the line got too far down the field.
11:40 to go here in the ball game. Vikings are leading 10-3.
Ineligible downfield on the pass, so
that'll make it back up five more yards.
That'll bring up second and 23 now for the Vikings as we have marched backwards here in the last three plays.
Justin Fuller checks in. Copeland in the backfield along with Tyson Harris. DeMarcus Jackson in at one receiver. I'm sorry, Louis Regal is in at fullback. 4-3 defense by the Cats. Copeland in motion. And we give it to Regal up the middle, and Lewis gets absolutely nowhere. It'll be third, and as my buddy Tom Odom would say, a very long taxi drive.
Yeah, Louis Regal has not run a lot since he really took a big shot right there in the first quarter against the Colquitt County Packers. I likened that unto hitting a brick wall. He got hit, dropped the ball. That was that fumble right there against Colquitt. And Louis has just not run a lot. I don't know if it's a confidence issue or if he's still nursing, you know, maybe some minor injuries, but that was the hardest hit I've seen in a long time that Louis took against Colquitt.
Here comes Sneed back in at fullback. See what Coach got dialed up on this third and forever. They roll right. He's looking, stop, goes back across the middle. Catch is made out about the 28-yard line. So there should be about fourth and 12 from there. Gives us just a little bit better position.
Yeah, the Vikings able to pick up some positive yards, but never made the stick. So they'll be back behind. It should be about fourth and 14 now as the Vikings will have to punt. Sending back for Valdosta.
is number three. That is
Trey Barrett. Yeah. Trey Barrett. Sorry.
Trey Barrett. Belcher standing inside the 10. He gets it off. High, high kick. Barrett signals fair catch at the 34-yard line. And boy, what a kick by Belcher to get us out of a hole.
Yeah, that was a good kick by Belcher. And there is a flag. Hold on. You can't have a play without a flag. Let's see.
Illegal procedure against the Vikings.
You know, nobody came to see the official.
I shouldn't say it. No, I'm not.
Well, you know, and again, I think it's the crew. They see something that other crews don't see.
But probably 75% of those calls are coming from the official that's on the other side of the field. 9:56 to go in the ball game. Vikings leading 10-3. Belcher standing inside the 10-yard line. Barrett standing back around the 50. Gets this one off, and Barrett signals fair catch, this time at the 44.
So about a five-yard difference.
About a five-yard difference.
Still a great punt, nonetheless, by Belcher. A 33-yard punt. Fair caught. And you hear the crowd down below us, the Vikings faithful, not happy with this officiating crew. But you're right, it is coming from the other side, and you're not in the ear of the coach over here that's getting all the flags.
Right.
All right, Cats have it first down and 10 now as we are 9:49 left in the ball game.
Schumann back in at quarterback. Two receivers far side. We're in a four-man front, five now. Stand those defensive ends up. Better on that pass rush. Schumann quickly goes out in the flat. The ball batted, and I didn't see who knocked it around. It was 32 Brian Bell.
Nope.
25.
Kedrick Clemens. We got to work on your numbers. And we're close here this time.
The thing is, you got your fingers up, and I'm kind of trying to.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to interrupt you. I'm trying to give you a hand signal.
I appreciate it. Interrupt me, Bill. 9:40 stops the clock with 9:46 to go in the ball game. Schumann brings two receivers near side, two far side. Moves the running back to his left. Drops back in the shotgun. Win a four-man front. Now empty backfield. Tries to throw across the middle. Catch made! And the catch into Viking territory across the 40 to 35 to 30. The 25 to 20, and they run him out of bounds somewhere about the 18-yard line.
Just a pass in between the zone. Nobody there. And he just got on his horse. That was a 24-yard run.
And they'll mark it down on the 20-yard line. First and 10, Valdosta at the Viking 20-yard line.
36. Sorry.
Schumann waiting on the snap. Again, throws that one, and that was knocked away by number 91.
Hit the ground, too.
Neely
just kind of got his hands up and was able to block the lane, but the ball was thrown as Schumann threw it down into the turf.
Because if he didn't, Neely was going to intercept it.
Yeah.
Stops the clock with 9:27 to go. 10-3, the Vikings lead here in the fourth quarter. Be second and 10 from the 20-yard line. Schumann, twins left, single receiver in front of the Wildcat bench. Gives it to the back up the middle. He's got a hole off, and he turns to the end zone. Touchdown, Wildcat. We were looking past and fooled us.
But 1 point away from tying this ball game up.
Holder is running out on the field. And we're waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up and Good. We'll take a 60-second break on the All-State Broome Wintersville Classic broadcast. Back at the All-State Broome Wintersville Classic broadcast, Goodson set to kick off for the Cats. And he'll hit that one into the end zone. As always, let's go to Taylor Peddle.
Last drive for the Wildcats, 4 plays, 56 yards, ran 31 seconds off the clock. Resulted in a 20-yard touchdown run by Tim McClain. Got a tie ball game, boys, 10-10, 9 minutes and 18 seconds left to go in the ball game.
Thank you, Taylor Biddle, for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Dixon, Austin Dixon, brings Xavier Jenkins. Ryan Hobbs, Ahmad Sneed, onto the field with Dez Copeland. He's in the shotgun. We've got a tie ball game, 10-10, 9:18 to go here in the fourth. Play action, and there comes, he throws it downfield to Jenkins, and the ball is tipped and intercepted. It's on the ground.
He dropped that. I don't think he made a football move, folks, but they're going to give it to him. He did drop the ball after the catch. Dixon was hit hard just as he threw the ball.
Guys,
go ahead.
I'm right here on the field. I got a great angle, and I'm normally pretty secure with the officials. But he tipped that ball to himself, and when he grabbed it the second time, that came out. He never had possession of that for a step. Like you said, a football move. I just have to say I disagree with that call.
I do, too. Thanks, Marty, for that Page Heating and Air sideline recap. Or, no, I'm sorry. That's
the Equipment Parts Supply sideline recap.
There we go.
Schumann coming back out at quarterback. First and 10 Cats at our 37, 36-yard line. And I don't know what it is, delay of game against the Cats.
Wes, that interception makes number 6 in the turnover category. 5 fumbles.
And an interception.
And that interception there. So a 5-yard mark off for the Cats, 1st and 15. 10-10 ball game. 9:08 left in the ball game.
Back at the 41. Schumann drops straight back. He's looking, throws out, and incomplete. That'll stop the clock with 9:08 to go. And it will remain, it will be 2nd and 10.
15.
2nd and 15.
Want to remind everybody, Tuesday night, the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show live, 7 o'clock right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Do it live from the Mill Pizza Buffet on Baytree Road.
Schumann brings trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Keeps one back in the backfield with him. We show blitz off the corner. There we come. He starts to run. Throws downfield and incomplete pass. It'll be 3rd and 10. Stops the clock with 9:03 to go here in the ball game. We've got to stop them, get the ball back, and we've got to find a way to put a drive together.
3rd and 15 now for the Cats as the Viking defense being put to the test time after time.
Schumann in the shotgun. There we come. Throws it downfield, up in the air, and it's out of bounds. So it'll be incomplete. Be 4th and 15 back at the 41. And you would expect to see Goodson to come in and try to pin us back inside the 10 or the 15. We got Harris and Brown back deep. Marable comes on. There's a snap. He gets it away. It's a little pooch kick. Hits and goes out of bounds, and they'll have to tell us where they're going to mark it at.
23-yard line.
That's where the Vikings will take over. 1st and 10 with 8:49 to go here in the contest, and we're all tied up at 10 apiece.
So a nice spot after a 19-yard punt. And the Vikings now will need, as you say, to get a drive and put it together. 8:49 left in the ball game. It's tied 10-10. We need to find a way to get us down to the end zone. It's going to be Xavier Patterson in at quarterback.
Patterson, Ahmad Snead, Des Copeland, and Alex Brown. We're going to go to the Eagle tee. Catch, five-man front. Copeland in motion. Patterson rolls right, looking, throws out, throws behind Alex Brown, incomplete at the 30-yard line. It'll be second and 10.
He was open for a while. The pass was late. He had him open. He kept driving, you know, from rolling out to the side, rolling out. You're giving the defense time to get there. That's just when you're not sure of that pass.
And it's starting to sprinkle.
Ever so slightly behind the lights, you can see it.
Patterson approaches the line of scrimmage. Slides under center. Copeland in motion towards us. And he
fullback
gives us a Snead right up the middle. The fullback will pick up maybe 2 yards up about the 25, where it will be third and probably a long, long seven, short eight from there. We're at 8:30 to go here in the ball game.
Yeah, they're going to mark it right on the 20, or just nose of the football, almost to the 25, third and seven.
Score tied at 10 apiece. Here comes our receiving core in. You've got DeMarcus Jackson and Hobbs on the near side, Jenkins to the far side. Now we slide another receiver out. He keeps Copeland in the backfield with him just to his right. Looking at a four-man front, showing blitz off both corners. There they come. We pick it up. He stops, rolls, throws downfield. Got Ryan Hobbs off his fingertips at the 50.
Oh,
Hobbs was open, had half a step, and just off his fingertips at the 50.
Great way. I mean, the pocket was there. He stepped up into the pocket, made the throw across, and it was just right out there on the fingertips. You know, maybe another half-yard throw into him. He makes the catch ever so close.
Vikings will punt. Barrett and Norwood back deep. Barrett takes it at the 45. He's at the 50. He's down to our 45, and we'll haul him down about our 42-yard line.
So the Cats will have it on the other side, the plus side of the 50 again.
With 7:46 to go here in the contest, all tied up at 10 apiece.
Let's see who comes out for at quarterback for the Cats this time. It's going to be Cole Massengill.
Yep. Massengill. He'll send two receivers near side, single receiver far side. Five-man front. Waiting on the snap. There it is. He gives it to the up back, who runs right into a host of Vikings at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 10. Clock's down to 7:35. All tied at 10 apiece.
Sorry, Malik Austin is who he ran into, and then Logan Neely drug him down from the backside. Schumann now comes in at quarterback.
Got McLean to his right. Three down linemen for our Vikings. Schumann drops straight back, looks out in the flats, catch made at the 35. They'll pick up about 8 yards. It should be third and about two from the 35-yard line, maybe third and three.
We'll get the ball spot for you here as soon as we mark it down.
Did they run him out of bounds because the clock has stopped at 7:08? I guess they did.
Third and three.
Third and three. Trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Schumann. We show in blitz. Looks, throws, and knocked down.
It was knocked down. Almost had a chance to intercept it. That was number 19. Not seen that number before. Was that 19 or 10?
That's 10. That's Nate Brantley.
It was 19. Corshawn Roberts. Corshawn Roberts, sorry.
Bill is going to be fourth and about three, and they're going for it. Watch the hard, hard count, fellas.
Trying to get them to jump. Nine on the play clock. They may even take the penalty here.
And I think they will. They're going to take the penalty.
No, wait a minute. Hold up. Did they?
Yeah, the flag went down.
Yes. Okay, I see it now.
And delay of game. They'll back them up 5 yards. Packers lead Tipton 62-21.
Wow. We said Comfort County Packers kind of a cut above in Region 1 in 6A this year. I mean,
now, Lee beat Camden 40-23.
So Lee beat Camden. That eliminates Camden County for sure from any playoff contention.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts and fine sideline update. Harris back deep to receive the punt. And it's a little pooch kick. Harris signals fair catch. Oh, and he drops it, but he falls back on it. Or did he?
Wait a minute. What's the official saying? They said it's about... They say Valdosta ball. It did bounce off his chest, but I thought he was right back down on top of it. They say the Cats get the ball.
We give it to him at the 12.
Go ahead.
Still, when he fell on it, between his legs, and he's laying right behind him, and their guy picked it up and started to run it, and we tackled him.
Thanks, Marty. For that equipment parts supply, sideline update. Cats have it first and 10 from the 12. It's Seth Schumann at quarterback for the Cats.
And he'll go under center. First time I've seen him do this tonight. Takes a snap, gives it to the tailback. He gets hit, spins, and he'll actually lose a yard or two.
Coming up on the bottom of that pile is number 10, Nate Brantley, makes the tackle. 6:41, the clock continues to run here in the fourth quarter in a tie ball game, 10-10. But the Cats are threatening here in field goal range.
It is second and 11, back at the 13-yard line. Cats taking a lot of time.
Playcock just hitting 10 now.
Schumann and the shotgun. He gets it to the running back. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. And he'll be back somewhere around the 15. So it'll be third down.
Yeah, it was Logan Neely just tripped him up a little bit. Couldn't make the tackle, but he slowed him up enough that the rest of the Vikings were able to get over there and make the tackle. Looks like Nate Brantley will pick up the tackle. Clock continues to run. The play clock just starting at 22 seconds, 20 seconds now.
We'll be somewhere around the 5:30 mark when this ball is snapped. Third and 12. Schumann again in the shotgun. He takes a snap. Gives it to tailback, gets hit in the backfield, and down he goes back to somewhere around the 20. No, they're going to give him the 18. And here comes Goodson in to try to give the Cats a lead. He's hit a 35, missed a 37.
This one will be 35 and a half. Maybe they're going to mark it on the 26, so a 36-yard attempt.
But he is sitting in the middle of the field. Waiting on the snap. High snap. Ball's up and no good. It was a high, high snap. The holder had to get it down. Officials back under the goalpost. Wide right. No good.
So with 4:42, the Vikings still have life here in a 10-10 ball game. We've got to find some offensive output now. Let's see who comes out at quarterback here. And it looks like it's going to be Number three
is Xavier Patterson. We'll have Copeland in the backfield. Jenkins to the far side. Patterson. And he gives it to Copeland, looking for a hole, and Copeland gets across the 20 up to about the 21, 22-yard line. Clock now at 4:30 to go here in the ball game. Tied at 10 apiece.
Give him almost, it's going to be a second and
eight.
Second and eight.
Yep.
Yeah, there we go. Let's get that straight here.
Patterson in the shotgun. Again, two receivers to our side of the field. He rolls right, looks, throws out. Catch made by DeMarcus Jackson, and he's up around the 28, so it's going to be third and about two from there, Bill.
Yeah, third, one or two. Let's see where they actually mark it.
We'll be under 4 minutes to go whenever this ball is snapped.
They're going to mark it third and three.
Third and three. Barks out those signals. Hard, hard count. Looks to the sidelines. Down to 3:45 to go. We're tied at 10. There's a snap. Gives it to Copeland. Copeland over the left side. Gets tackles as he tries to get to the line of scrimmage. It'll be fourth down.
3:21 at fourth down. No gain on it. You got a punt. Your defense has played. I mean, they've been on the field a long time, but the defense has played well. You got to trust your defense here and hope they can get a turnover or something here. Maybe a muff punt here, muff down here, the receiving. We'll see what we can come up with.
You've got Norwood and Barrett back deep to receive. Belcher standing inside the 15. And he nails one. Fair catch called at the 43-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 44. That's where the Cats will take over. First and 10 with 2:44 to go here in the ball game. All tied at 10 apiece.
Well, the Cats took the early lead with three. Lowndes came back, tied it up in the second. And we went to halftime tied 3-3. Then the Vikings get a punt block, go in for a score, and they're up 10-3. It was in the fourth quarter here that Valdosta was able to, after Lowndes could not get an offensive drive going for the fact they had five back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back false starts. And the Cats get a score, and it's tied here where we are, 10-10.
Schumann in at quarterback. Three down line for the Vikings. Drops back, looks across the middle. Catch made in the Viking territory, down at the 36-yard line. Great throw by Schumann. Great catch by the receiver, and we were all over the receiver.
Yeah, it was one of the best throws that we've seen from either quarterback tonight.
First and 10 from our 36. Schumann again drops back, rolls right, looks, tries to throw it, the catch made, and we knocked the receiver out of bounds. He's down around the 28-yard line. That'll be about an 8-yard pass play. And now they're nickel and diamond and stops the clock with 2:24 to go here in the ball game, tied at 10 apiece. It'll be second and one. The ball on the 27-yard line. Let's go, you mighty, mighty Vikings. Let's go. They give it to the running back, Griffin, and there's flags everywhere.
From the side, judge on the other side.
But from the referee.
Let's see what the initial call is going to be. It's got to be a false start for a stop play.
It is, illegal procedure. So instead of second and one, it'll be second and six. And they'll mark it all the way back to the 33-yard line. Clock will not start until the ball is snapped. 2:22 to go here in the fourth. 10-10. Two receivers near side, single receivers far side, running back to the right of Schumann. There come the blitz. He drops back. Here we come. He throws out. Oh, an incomplete pass. Schumann had everybody coming over him, and he tried to get it to the receiver at the 30, and he dropped it. So it'll be third and six, 2:18 to go.
Clock stops on that incomplete pass.
They're in two down territory, I bet you. Schumann, again, now he's got trips to the to our side of the field, single receiver far side. And he drops, looking way downfield to the receiver, and in and out of the hands of the receiver, or we knocked it away. It was on the far side of the field. Either way, it's an incomplete pass. Stops the clock with 2:18 to go.
Fourth down now, and I think you're right, from too far for a field goal. Did the clock, it was 2:18 when
the clock did not run.
The clock did not run on that play. We got a ghost in the clock here in Halloween. It was 2:18 to start that play.
It'll be fourth and six. They're going for it. Schumann in the shotgun. He drops back. He looks. Starts to run. Pulls up. Throws way downfield and incomplete.
Almost intercepted. You know, in a kid, you don't tell them don't catch it, but you would have made your field position even worse had you caught it.
There's a flag down. It's a roughing the passer.
It'll be roughing the passer against the Vikings. That'll be a 15-yard penalty and an automatic, well, not automatic, but it will get them a first down. As the Vikings thought they had gotten themselves off the field. And that's the call, roughing the passer. That's the 12th penalty enforced against the Vikings tonight. Valdosta also has 11.
Takes it all the way down to the 18-yard line.
All right, let's see. With 2:11 left now, this Viking defense can one more time stand up to the pressure.
Schumann. And the shotgun. High snap. Throws out. Catch made by the receiver, but he'll get maybe a yard or two. Clock now at the two-minute mark.
And running on the complete pass.
The second and nine. We're inside 2 minutes to go.
Cats have had two missed field goals tonight, but they are inside the 20. If the Vikings can hold, we still got to worry about maybe them trying to attempt a field goal.
Cats in the I formation. Schumann slides under center, brings a man in motion towards us. Gives it to the tailback, looking for a hole, nothing there. There's a flag.
Not sure, but the way he came down quickly, it could have been a face mask.
Well, the first one I thought was a hold from the referee. But you don't know. I haven't been much of a speculator here lately.
Illegal shift and a face mask. They'll offset.
Illegal shift against the
Jinx.
Face mask against the Vikings. Penalties
offset. So the penalty's offset. The clock ran. A minute 28 in this ball game, tied 10-10.
Both teams have three timeouts apiece. Clock is running. Schumann and the shotgun. He gives it to the up back. He gets hit and goes nowhere, and a helmet comes out. And we stop the clock.
The stop of the clock was for the helmet. Did anybody call timeout?
Doesn't look like it.
Nope, there's the clock starting at 106 and running. Third down now for the Cats. Under a minute. Both teams, as you said, with three timeouts. I don't know what we're holding on to.
Schumann and the shotgun. We're under a minute to go. He takes the snap, gives it to the up back, looking for a hole, nothing there, spins and turns, and they're just trying to line it up in the middle of the field. And the clock's running, continues to run. Fourth and seven, and out comes Goodson.
This will be a 32-yard field goal attempt.
Straight ahead. And now we call time.
Or did Valdosta call? We call timeout.
We call time. We'll take a 30-second break on the All-State Broom Wintersville Classic. Back with the Broom, All-State Broom Wintersville Classic. 14.2 seconds to go. 10-10. Goodson to attempt a 32-yard field goal attempt straight ahead. And Vikings call timeout. With that, we'll take another 30-second break on the All-State Broom Wintersville Classic broadcast. Back at the All-State Broom Wintersville Classic broadcast. Goodson. He's waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down, kicked up, and it's good. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this on the All-State Broom Wintersville Classic. Back at the All-State Broom Wintersville Classic. Football broadcast, 10.2 seconds to go in the ball game. Cats kicked a 32-yard field goal, take a 13-10 lead. Waiting on Goodson, Alex Brown, and Tyson Harris back deep to receive. Waiting on Goodson now as he starts to approach the ball. There's a kick. Squib kick.
Out of bounds.
And it'll go out of bounds. We'll take it first and 10 at the 35. We will have 10.2 seconds and one timeout.
Kick goes out of bounds. And
let's see. Vikings huddled on the sideline right at the 35. We only have one timeout. Let a lot of clock run off in that last series. Had with those timeouts, and we used them to try and ice the kicker twice in a row. And it's going to be LaXavier Patterson at quarterback.
LaXavier, who can run and throw. We've got Hobbs, DeMarcus Jackson, Jenkins, Katz in that prevent defense. Just said, we'll give you that short pass. We're not giving you the long one. And there's a snap. And what do we got? Delay of game.
Remind everybody, Tuesday night, the Lounge Eye Randy McPherson Coaches Show will be live right here on 99.5 Kicks Country, directly from the Mill Pizza Buffet on Bay Tree Road. And they ran the clock there. That's got to be a reset. It's at 9.3. Needs to go back 10.2. Cats leading 13-10 here with 10 seconds left. Vikings were called for a delay of game. Marked them back 5 yards, so it's first and 15, but that's all academic as we got to find a way to get at least into field goal range. You do have one timeout left, but that's going to take a long pass.
A real long pass.
Or something underneath that you've got a lot of running room with. We've got speed to do that, but it's got to be the right call. All right, here we go, Wes.
And we'll see what Xavier does here. Patterson waiting on the snap. There it is. He drops back. He looks way downfield towards Jenkins. And the ball bounced around. Ink stops the clock.
It was Jenkins had tapped it around a little bit. We've got a player down. Looks like an offensive lineman, West, for the Vikings down about the 25-yard line. We were all watching the play. I'm not sure what happened behind us. That'll be 3.3 seconds left. As had we been able to make that catch and even pick up a few yards, it would have been a huge field goal attempt.
Yes, it would have been.
And we got a player down right now. We'll have to see what we got here. 64 is the player that's down. That should be Cole Rigdon, and I hate that because Cole is one of the hearts of this offensive line. He is continuing to stay down. But there he comes and comes up. He'll come off on his own power. He is hobbling quite a bit, though. So we'll go back with 3.3 seconds, trailing by 13-10. Ball on the 30-yard line, and we're going to have a backup offensive lineman to try and protect Xavier Patterson as he's going to try and throw the ball deep downfield.
We got trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Patterson looking way downfield, throws it up in the air, bounces around, intercepted. And it's over. Cats win 13-10.
We're going to take a 3-minute break. When we come back, we'll maybe get a word with Coach McPherson. Cats win 13-10. We'll be back after this 3-minute break.
Vikings.
Go ahead, Marty.
I just want to be hurt a little bit. I don't know if I've ever seen that upset. He obviously is unhappy and sad for these players. You know, Coach Mack, I don't think he gets enough credit for loving the players as he does. Like this hurts when you know you have to leave from a field. 8 turnovers and 14 penalties. That's tough.
Marty, thank you for that Traditions Flooring coach's interview. And Vikings 13, we lose 13-10. We've got a game against Tip next week, Bill. That's going to be for fourth place.
Yes,
the winner of that ball game makes the playoffs. The loser goes home. You want to take a break and then come back and wrap it up? Okay, we'll. Oh, let's go to Taylor.
No, sorry. We need 2 minutes.
Let's take a two-minute break. 2 minute break on the All-State Room Winnersville Classic broadcast. We'll be back in 2 minutes and wrap this up for you. Back here at the Broom All-State Winnersville Classic broadcast, there's not a whole lot to say. We lose 13-10, and next week we'll tell whether we go to the playoffs or not. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
Thanks, guys. First downs tonight, Lowndes had 8. Valdosta had 12 first downs. Rushing attempts, Lowndes was 34 attempts for 99 yards. Valdosta was 21 attempts for 17 yards. Passing tonight, Vikings were 7 of 16 passing for 51 yards. They did throw 2 interceptions. Wildcats were 19 of 35 for 130 yards passing. They did throw 1 interception. Total plays tonight, Lowndes ran 50 plays for 150 yards. Wildcats ran 56 plays for 147 yards. We averaged 3 yards a play. They averaged 2.6 yards a play. Fumbles tonight. Lowndes had 6 fumbles. Lost 5 of them. Valdosta had 2 fumbles and didn't lose any of them. Penalties tonight. Lowndes was penalized 15 times for 89 yards. Wildcats were penalized 12 times for 64 yards. Punts tonight. Valdosta had 7 punts for 32.7 yard average. Lowndes had 6 punts for 28.2 yard average. Punt returns tonight. Vikings had 3 punt returns for 83 yards. Wildcats had 1 punt return for 10 yards. Interceptions. Yes, there was interception return yards. The Wildcats had 2 interceptions and returned 4 yards. We had 1 interception that did not return it. Third down conversion tonight. Lowndes was 2 of 12 on third down conversion, and Valdosta was 0 of 14 on third down conversion. Fourth down conversion tonight, Wildcats were 1 of 1 on fourth down conversion. Sacks tonight, Lowndes got 3 sacks for 29 yards. Wildcats sacked us once for 2 yards. Leading rushers tonight,
for the Vikings. Brian Bell had 4 carries for 17. Austin Dixon had 5 carries for 20. Xavier Patterson had 3 carries for 19. Receiving tonight, leading receiver for the Vikings was DeMarcus Jackson with with Alex Brown with 3 receptions for 18. DeMarcus Jackson 2 receptions for 17. Passing tonight, Austin Dixon was 3 of 10 for 28. Xavier Patterson was 4 of 6 for 23. Box score looks like this. Valdosta got on the board first with 3 points in the first. Lowndes got on the board with 3 points in the second. Lowndes scored 7 in the third. And Valdosta scored 10 in the fourth quarter. Final score 13-10. Vikings do fall to the Valdosta Wildcats.
Taylor, your final thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you turn the ball over 8 times, guys, you deserve to lose the ball game. We couldn't do anything offensively. I mean, offensive production was pretty weak by both teams. Valdosta set up a campsite on our side of the field, pretty much inside our 30 all night, and we weren't able to put out their fire once they did anything in there. We got to regroup and get to Tipton, get a win, or we go home.
Marty.
Guys, I just want to say again talking with Coach Mack there after the game, you could just see it in his eyes. He was hurt. He was hurting for his boys, hurting for his team, because he knows that we can play better than that. Turnovers. I told you before the game, Taylor, you gave me the one thing.
Yeah.
I gave you 12, but the first thing I said was turnovers. And obviously that.
Well, that was 8 of them. 8 turnovers.
Yeah, there you go.
8 of the 12, and I mean, but our defense played well. We just couldn't get the first downs. We couldn't move the ball. Rademacher's defense was ready for us, and they stopped us. We couldn't get the first downs and couldn't get our defense off the field with all the turnovers. They just kept having to go back out there and, you know, give them some credit. Give Goodson credit, missing the 3 field goals and coming in and making it when it counted.
And nobody remember those.
No, they won't.
Nobody care about those. He made it when it counted. And yeah, hats off to that young man.
Absolutely. But, guys, we've got to regroup. We've got a big game next week. It's winners in the playoffs, losers out. And we've got to go to Tipton and win a big, big football game. We've got to host Tipton and win a big, big football game. And that's important. So these kids got to get past this and move on. That's going to be tough to do.
Don't forget the Randy McPherson Coaches Show at the Mill at 6:45 on Tuesday night, hosted by Bill Osborne. And we'll be back on the air next Friday night at 7 o'clock with the pregame show kickoff at 8 o'clock. And encourage you to come out and support the Vikings, a game that you've got to win to get into the playoffs. And before we close it out, Bill, once again, on behalf of the Viking voice and all of Viking Nation, our heartfelt condolences and thoughts and prayers to your family and to Phil and his family, and if you would express our condolences to them and let them hear in our thoughts and prayers.
I will, and to Josh, who no longer with us, thank you for everything you did. Guys, thank you all for your support, and next Friday night, it's we got to win. It's an absolute must-win next Friday night.
Absolutely.
Wes, it's time to say goodnight.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Kyle Taylor. It's been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for the Viking Voice, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to the All-State Boone Wintersville Classic on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.